USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Two tropical weather systems are moving towards the Gulf Coast. In Houston, officials are planning ahead of Tropical Storm Laura and Depression 14, which could become Tropical Storm Marco by Sunday. They're urging residents to be prepared now. Houston Mayor Sylvester Turner says first responders will be ready to perform water rescues, if any. And, oh, by the way, there's the COVID-19 pandemic. He says they're prepared for that as well.
We still will be intending to take do the COVID checks and to spread people out. And so, again, this is one of the times where you may have to be encouraged to shelter in place or shelter with family or friends or neighbors if it is needed.
It has been more than 60 years since two tropical strength storms had been in the Gulf at the same time. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
The U.S. House of Representatives will take a vote on a bill to help the U.S. Postal Service. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg lays out the road ahead.
A vote is scheduled in the House on Saturday on Democrats' legislation to provide the United States Postal Service with $25 billion to cover revenue losses and reverse service and operational changes made earlier this year. The bill also requires that all election-related mail, including ballots, be treated as first-class mail to guarantee speedy delivery. The bill will have some Republican support in the House, although Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has said the standalone Postal Service bill is not likely to be put up for a vote in the Senate.
The fire at celebrity chef Rachel Ray's upstate New York mansion was ruled an accident. The fire happened a couple of weeks ago. Ray has been recording her eponymous TV show from her home since April due to the coronavirus pandemic. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A federal judge was quite blunt when he handed actor Lori Loughlin her sentence in a college admission scandal. Loughlin was convicted of paying $500,000 in bribes to secure two spots at the University of Southern California for her daughters. Judge Nathaniel Gordon said Loughlin had a fairy tale life. He added that she participated in the corruption of the system of higher education in the country. Aunt Becky from Full House will spend 2 months in the big house. After that, she'll be under supervised release for 2 years. She'll also have to pay a $150,000 fine. Despite COVID-19 spikes, home sales are on the rise. USA Radio Network's John Hunt has more.
Spurred by ultra-low mortgage rates, house buyers rushed last month to snap up a limited supply of existing homes, causing the pace of purchases to jump by a record high of 24.7%. The surge in sales reported by the National Association of Realtors marked the second straight month of accelerating home purchases. The back-to-back increases have helped stabilize the home buying market, which all but froze earlier this spring when the viral pandemic erupted across the United States.
The show must go on. That's what organizers of the Tony Awards have concluded. They now have a plan in place to hold the 74th annual ceremony virtually. They were postponed due to the pandemic. News on demand 24/7 at our website, it's usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.